Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Ian.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, Friday the 20th of November. This is the week before Thanksgiving.
Or the day I leave for Disneyland. Ha! How do you like them apples?
Don't.
Oh, what I was excited about, Keon.
Oh, yeah, because we'll preface this, because Tyler was sitting in his room, and I was getting the computer all ready to record, and Tyler had this, like, self-satisfied, like, I'm the king of the castle look on his face. Like, what are you doing in there? And so, Tyler's like, I'll tell you on the podcast.
I was looking at what the weather equivalent of the temperature would be
right.
When I'm going to be in the great LA area this weekend. It's going to be 75, which I know, shocker.
What?
And, yeah. So I was looking at that, and then I came to some information that was really, really great.
What's that?
At the House of Blues this weekend, Selena Gomez is going to be there. You don't know who she is, huh?
I'm guessing the girl from High School Musical?
No, close though. It's the girl from
Glee.
No.
No.
Ooh, that would have been good too.
But
no, it's
wait.
It's a Disney girl. She sings, but you wouldn't know, like, she's known for a TV show.
I don't know.
It's not Ashley Tisdale who
I was gonna say. I know who Ashley Tisdale is.
It's the girl from Wizards of Weatherly Place. Yeah, get excited.
Awesome.
She's in a celebrity feud, I believe, with Miley Cyrus, a.k.a. Hannah Montana.
Like real life?
Like real life.
Why? What happened?
Because they're both trying to be pop celebrities of nothingness.
Right, exactly. Both of them
kind
of
yeah,
suck.
Way excited. She might be at the park.
Oh?
I don't know.
Would you get her autograph?
No.
Why not? Come on, just for me?
No.
I'm not going.
If I run into her, I will get a picture and I will
an autograph.
Have
just get something signed.
That says,
to Keon.
Too bad you aren't here, sucka.
Love.
Selena.
Yeah, love Selena. Love. Make sure it says love.
Okay, love. Selena.
Uh-huh. It sounds like I'm going to make some tea.
Oh.
Because the water's boiling. So you entertain the crowd.
Entertain the crowd. Wow.
Yeah.
So professional of you.
Hey, I want tea.
It's understandable. Okay,
so
this weekend I am going to Disneyland. Should be a good time. The thing that is interesting is that a lot of people find that they gain a lot of weight at amusement parks, where I don't. I find it quite easy. And a lot of amusement parks have stuff that you can easily do. And that face of inquisitive is, yes, I'm working on that. I just haven't finished it.
Okay. Just wanted to check.
Yeah. Keon gave me a look of, what?
No. Oh, I had a... Here's why. I asked because Tyler and I, a while back, did a video, we recorded a video, of us in the amusement park, given that... Did we ever publish that?
No.
Okay.
All information is still in my computer.
Okay, yeah. Tyler made up, like, how to go to Disneyland and not gain 100 pounds. So we'll probably do that around the hot season again.
Yeah. That will be, because it was right when we were moving, we did it, and I just never got around to finishing it up.
Right. That makes sense. So I was at the new gym I'm working at.
Yes.
Which is, I'm really excited about it, because one, like, everyone's pretty cool. It's a family-oriented place. Like, everyone seems to know each other, and then I'm, like, the youngest trainer. I'm, like, one of the only, like, young guys that works there, too, so that's always nice. Because that opens up all the doors for all the ladies.
Yeah. Ladies.
Yeah.
Single and ready to mingle.
And here's the thing. The guy that works as our sales guy, they just hired two new salespeople and fired their entire sales staff.
Oh, wow.
Because they all were sucking, I guess. And, they hired two new people. And it's a woman and a guy. And the guy looks exactly like Iceman. Like, with long hair. From Top Gun.
Oh, okay. Val Kilmer. He looks exactly like Val Kilmer.
Yeah, huh. Like...
I was thinking...
Holy crap.
Chuck Liddell.
Oh, no. Not the Iceman Chuck Liddell.
Okay.
No, I don't like Chuck as much.
Either.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Tyler, come on. How long have you known me, and how long have you known that? That's my favorite movie.
We've What have we been doing all day long?
We have been. Oh, you've been playing UFC. I played for about half an hour today. Oh. Yeah, which is a fantastic video game. I would not buy it for children under the age of 10.
Under the age of 13, 14.
Yeah, I'd probably wait till high school. Because it is violent.
It is.
And very hard.
And very complicated.
Very challenging video game. So. I'd buy them a different video game for their holidays.
Yes.
So, for next week, if you're, again, in town a week from today, 10 a.m., Highlands Park in Concord, Clayton Border, in the Bay Area. If you're going to be around, you can come hang out with us for free. We're going to be doing a boot camp. Our family's going to be there, a bunch of our friends, some of our clients are going to show up. It's going to be a ton of fun. So please make it out if you're in the area. And if you're not, we're going to post the workout that we're going to do. So if you guys have the opportunity, grab some friends and you can do
it yourself.
Our workout. Yep.
At home.
At home. Do we have anything before we jump into it? Any big announcements?
I'm pregnant.
Good job.
Wow,
Tyler is pregnant. That's a cute little baby coming in your
medical
belly.
Mystery that is male pregnancy.
Male pregnancy. That's cute. So today we're talking about it's kind of a touchy subject, but when a lot of people start a fitness program, one of the top things that they will never tell their trainer, but will tell their friends, tell their whatever husband, wife, that they get embarrassed at the gym. So they'll go in there and they feel like they're overweight, everyone's looking at them, and they don't know what to do. So let's start with, I think we're going to talk today about some solutions for that, and some mental things that you can do, and some actual physical things that you can do, and we'll go from there. So Tyler, tell me, when you first started working out, were you ever embarrassed to work out?
I would say yes, I was, because when I started working out, I was a little bit on the chunky side. And to me, it felt like everybody else was in shape, athletic.
Right.
Like, everybody was above me in the realm of fitness and body shape the way that I wanted it to be.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And one thing that always happened to me in high school was there were the jocks who have been doing, you know, who in football or whatever had been doing certain activities. And so one day we're in the weight training class, we were learning how to do squats. So the coach shows us how to do it and then he goes sits in the corner. And then a bunch of guys gather around it and they're like, come on, even a girl can do 45s on each side, right, of squatting. So I put it up on my back and like barely squat down and come back up. I was like, this is ridiculous. So I went and did like lat pull downs or something like across the gym. Like, cause our high school gym was separated into like bench press and a couple free weight things and then free weights and machines pretty much. So I went over on the machine side with my buddy. So me and my buddies always just did the back exercises because the bench press and whatever was always taken. We always felt judged. We just did the back exercises. So my back was strong, but whatever.
Yeah, I think it's there's a large stigma of, oh, you're only doing that much weight.
Right.
And it's interesting, especially like, I'm a perfect example. I look like I should be able to put up a whole bunch of weight, but my shoulder will give out on me because I have such a bad shoulder.
Right.
That I only put up 25 pounds in dumbbell form when I do shoulder press.
Right.
Because if anything else, I lose control of my shoulder and it actually gives out.
Right.
So, I can't tell you that people aren't looking at you and are judging you, because guess what? People do that every day if you're walking around Target or walking around the gym.
Right.
So, it's kind of you have to just bite the bullet.
Right.
And get over it. But there's ways to do it.
One thing I would do before you even go to the gym is link, because, I mean, a lot of people will get their gym membership and then never go. And so what they're doing is, I listen to a lot of, you know, a lot of people talk, and I happen to listen to Anthony Robbins, he's like an inspirational speaker, talk about beliefs and changing your beliefs and all this. And he was saying that the reason that most people don't do things or don't make changes is because they link pain to making the change, right? As opposed to pleasure. Or they link less pain with not making the change. So it's like you have to make that mental switch of actually associating pleasure with going to the gym and or associating with more pain at not going to the gym. Does that make sense? So you have to mentally just figure out, okay, picture yourself in 10 years continuing on the same track that you are now. And just visualize that and gutturalize it. And just, I mean, the emotions that should come out of that should be so overwhelming. Like, you're going to be on dialysis, you know, blah, 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 all these things that are going to probably kill you. You're going to be 40 pounds overweight from where you currently are or whatever it's going to be. Just associate those extremely, like, unpleasant thoughts and with that, and then extremely pleasant thoughts of finally reaching your goals, of meeting friends, of feeling good, being able to do what you want to do with actually going to the gym. So that's like a precursor before you even get there, is go through that mental exercise, like sitting on your bed, whatever, before you go to the gym. I think it's pretty powerful.
No, I fully, like, that's a good strategy. A lot of this, as quote-unquote secret as it seems, like, it feels like we're re-saying the secret, and it's all about mental toughness. It is, to some extent, all about mental toughness. Something that I would suggest, let's say mental toughness is something hard for you.
Right.
I would go between 1 and 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
In the afternoon.
You can fit it in, sure.
If you can fit it in between 1 and 4 o'clock, you have missed the lunchtime break, and you've missed the after work, and you're right before the after work break.
Yep.
Because if you go before, I mean, if you go before lunch, you only have like a 10 to 11
right.
window, because that's when the moms go, is in the mornings, tend to look, find out. And the moms that go on a daily basis are the moms that you see on Housewives of Orange County and
right.
Atlanta and Miami and Georgia and all those other
They're
ones.
Perky and
fake and
And then, like, one thing that I always tell people to realize is that the people who are judging you are jackasses. Like, they are terrible people. They have no better thing to do than sit there and scoff at you. What a sad life for them.
Oh, yeah.
It is so sad that they have nothing better to do. Like, that is, I mean, it's almost, like, worse for them than it is for you. If you take that perspective, like, what a sad person. But they can't, I mean, it's, yeah. So, I would just take, just think about that. You know, like when you see someone, you know, looking over at you, instead of thinking, oh, they're judging me, like, oh, that person has nothing better to do with their life than try and judge me.
Yeah, it's such an odd concept, I find.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I judge.
Right.
I'll be the first to admit that. If I see you walk into a gym, A, I'm going to check you out. That is not always sexual. It is, I just am very aware of my surroundings.
Right.
And I make sure that I see every single person that is within a 10-foot radius of me.
Right.
So
mostly because you're afraid someone's going to pull out a knife and start stabbing, right?
Yeah, I am terrified
of perpetual fear.
Of being attacked without my knowledge.
Right.
A lot of it, my checking out or looking at people and or judging is, it's always interesting to see, at least for me, how people go to the gym. Like,
right.
Just because it's a social thing.
Uh-huh.
Cracks me up when people are wearing jeans or have makeup on and stuff like that. So maybe somebody's not looking at you and thinking, that's kind of where I was going with this. I think I took maybe the longest way possible.
Weird. That is
so unlike me. But what I was going to say was that I'm willing to bet that unless you have something hanging off your face, they're not looking at you for the reason you think they're looking at you.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, like, more than 25% of the population is obese. So it's not something new. Like, there's not I don't think there's a shame associated with being overweight anymore, which is a good thing, because you shouldn't be ashamed of being overweight. It's just, all right, let's make the change, right? Does that make sense?
Oh, I think you should be ashamed. I'll be honest with you. I think you should.
It's one of those things, like,
I think that there in society, and this is my extreme nature, is that there's not a shamefulness in society anymore, so thus things aren't getting done the way that they should be.
Okay.
So if I feel that if people were more shamed into, hey, you're fat, you need to get your fat ass up and do something.
Right.
And shamed into working out, hey, at least they're working out.
True.
I don't care if you now have a mental stigma and all that stuff. You at least live longer and theoretically should have a happier life.
Yeah, I can see that perspective and I understand it, but I guess what I'm saying is that, you know, if you're working out, there's no shame anymore. If you're trying, there's no more shame anymore.
Oh, I will be the first to admit that I've seen very large people on bikes, riding their bikes. I look at them, I go, oh, wow, that person's big. But I'm glad that they're working out.
Right, like,
way. And that's I'm not going to lie to you. The very first thought is, oh, dang, that person's fat.
Right.
But then the next thought after that is, I'm glad that they're doing something about it.
Right, absolutely. I think that's where most people come from, is, like, they're happy for you. It's like, yes, oh, they see your whatever thing that you might be embarrassed about. But then they're like, oh, I'm glad that they're doing something about it. I'm glad that they are making positive steps in their life. Because that's a powerful, you know, thing to have a bunch of people, instead of judging you, they're actually uplifting you. So another mental shift is that people are there, like, most people aren't assholes. Like, most people are all right. What?
I am.
I mean, but most people, like, I mean, deep down you're not. You're a surface jerk. Like, but you're not that. Like, when it comes down to it, when push comes to shove, you're not that big of a dick. So
I try to be nice. But no, I, thinking about this week, all of our, Keon and I were talking about how to discuss the embarrassment topic. I used to be embarrassed when I would go into a gym because I felt like I was the biggest person there. In a fat way.
Uh-huh.
And as I've grown up in the gym and, you know, done more and more, I realized that I personally don't think that when I see other people.
Right.
I don't go, oh, wow, this fat person's working out, they shouldn't do it, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm not thinking the things that I was thinking when I was fat.
Does right.
No, so completely, now that I'm one of the people that I feared when I was at the gym and were embarrassed by, I go, wow, I never was, you know, like, I'm not thinking what I thought they were thinking back in the day.
Right.
Like, it's a weird circle of connection.
Right. And, I mean, you'll have those random outliers, those that group of people that is just, you know what, they can't help themselves, they are just total idiots and cannot see beyond their own egos. So, yes, you will encounter those people. But on the whole, I think people are pretty fair-minded at the gym, because everyone there is going for their own goals, and everyone there is kind of rooting each other on.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, there's also the embarrassment of people who don't know what they're doing in a gym, and they get like, oh, I would join a gym, but I don't really know what I'm doing. And there's a simple solution for that.
There's a simple solution for that. A, it's called a personal trainer.
Right.
B, it's called taking a class. C, it's called, worst case scenario, you jump on an equipment. Onto a cardio equipment.
Right. Until you get the guts to hire a personal trainer or get into a class.
Yeah.
Because classes, like, they're really welcoming places. Like, you get in there a little bit early, start talking to people who've taken the class before, stand in the middle or the back, and just do it. Like, the instructor there is there to help you. They're like, it's a shotgun class. I mean, it's there to hit people who are really fit and people who are not fit. So you're not going to get specific personal training, but at least you'll get something. So,
oh, yeah. And it's just a fascinating thing. I mean, I will say this is probably the group that I do judge the most, is the people that when they work out wrong.
Huh. Like, how do you mean?
Like, the guy that's in shape. And when I say in shape, I mean, he just has genetics on his side.
Right.
Like, he's not muscular or anything. He's just a thinner guy that does the lat pull down that I'm pretty sure every time, if he doesn't move his face back the extra inch that he randomly does, it will hit him in the face. Like, just the people that use the machines in such a way that I go, how do you not realize that that's not the way that you use it? Those are the people that I judge, and I almost go like, do you need help?
Right.
Like, are you okay with the situation?
Yeah. But or the people who do bicep curls in the squat rack.
That is your biggest pet peeve.
I hate them. If you ever do bicep curls in the squat rack, you need to turn this podcast off and stomp your iPod. Existence. Because you are, I mean, from here on out, I'll give you that. From here on out, if you, that happens to you, I will stomp it for you.
But yeah, I've actually never seen that.
I have, and it pisses me off.
Does it happen to you often?
Yes. Very often. Very often. Because the thing is, there's one squat rack, typically in any gym. Maybe two. And if you're doing bicep curls in the middle of the squat rack, and I want to do squats, like, where am I supposed to do it? You can grab dumbbells, you can grab barbells, you don't have to use the damn squat rack, unless you're curling over the weight that is available on a barbell, then you should not be using the squat rack. If you can curl 125 pounds with biceps with good form, all right, I will give you the fact that you can go into the squat rack and do bicep curls. But no one, I've never seen anyone be able to do that. So screw you if you do bicep curls in the squat rack. I will personally hit you if you say, oh, I listen to your podcast, and then I see you doing bicep curls in the squat rack. I'll punish you hard.
Oh, wow. That's intense.
I am serious about this.
This is very intense.
It is so annoying because that's half my workout. You know, it's like I want to do back squats, hack squats, front squats, deadlifts, and then I can't do any of it. You know,
touche.
So
touche.
Screw you.
Yeah, and your mom.
Actually, you know what? People listening to this podcast are probably smart enough to know you shouldn't do bicep curls in the squat rack. So
yeah,
not screw you. Screw your friends who do that.
Moving on. I guess the key that I'm trying to get across in all this is I'm well aware that it is embarrassing to work out and that the body is something that can be quite embarrassing.
True.
Get over it. No.
But really.
But really, it's...
Get over it.
It's kind of that thing where you're not going to hit your goals unless you face those fears.
Absolutely. It's like Yoda and Luke Skywalker in... when he goes underground and faces Darth Vader.
Exactly.
Do you remember that scene?
I do remember that scene. Yeah. I believe it's in Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, or in The Lion King, where Simba goes back to his pride.
Yeah.
Do you have The Lion King?
I do have The Lion King.
We should watch that.
So basically, yeah, you need to just focus and face those fears. And from one fat person that is now not so much, the people aren't thinking what you think that they're thinking.
Right. Like you are creating their thoughts.
Yeah.
Like you're making things up. So it's not as big a deal as you think it is. And shoot, if you, like Tyler was saying, if you are afraid to work out in front of people, go get a key gym where you can get in at 24 hours and go work out at midnight when there's no one there, or, you know, 3 a.m. when there's no one there, so that you can do your own thing and get in shape. And then you can finally go face your fears of working out during prime time.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's just face it.
Yeah.
Face those fears, and that's all I really got to say.
Yeah, and a couple other solutions. Join a boot camp. Those are huge. Great way. It's communal. Do it with some friends who have the same, similar weight loss goals. But make sure you're not training one another because, I mean... they're not fit either, so you shouldn't be trained. Tyler and I were talking about this earlier. Cracks us up when personal trainers aren't fit themselves.
And I'm not asking you to have a six-pack.
No, neither of us have one of those. But
there are some personal trainers that have a solid 40 pounds to lose.
Yeah, so if your friend has the same fitness goal that you have, you probably shouldn't be training each other, but you should be accountable to one another and pushing one another so that you can reach your goals. So do group training. Group training is a great way to get to cheapen the cost so it's not as much. And you know what? Just overround, just start doing it. Would that be a pretty good way to go, Tyler?
I concur.
I think I just went through puberty again.
Oh, it happens. It happens.
It does happen. Anything else we got to talk about? About embarrassment? This is important. The people who are actually embarrassing are the people who wear clothes that are inappropriate.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the people who are wearing spandex when they shouldn't be wearing spandex.
I'm not...
And if that's you, I apologize in advance.
Okay, spandex, A, shouldn't be worn by most people.
Unless you're doing a cycling class.
Unless you're doing... Okay, but in the most part, if you are a heavy-set person... just wear, sweats.
Right.
I don't get that logic. If
You're not helping yourself out.
Yeah, that's what people... I mean, all honesty, that's more what people are going to judge you is on what you wear.
Yeah. So just not make sure how big it you are. Fits.
It's on what you wear.
Don't get something like a tent size. You don't have to wear a muumuu, but just wear something that fits you and then but go from there.
Hugging you.
Yeah, you don't need something that's skin tight because it's one of those things. Sometimes overweight people think that skin tight things make them look thinner. I'm sorry, they don't.
No.
Just wear something that fits. I mean, watch What Not to Wear, which I was subjected to ruthlessly from Tyler's old girlfriend. So I know that those two people are pretty good about making people who are slightly overweight look good in clothes.
Yeah.
So you can look good in clothes, and you don't have to, I mean, there are ways to do it. So there is that. All right. T-Pain, since you're leaving for Disneyland today, you have any closing thoughts for us?
Well, I was debating if I do Disney or do I stick with my theme of Christmas songs.
I would stick with Christmas songs and then next week go to Disney.
I'm going to go with Chestnuts Roasting
on an open fire. All right, you guys have a fun weekend. Ew.
It's chestnuts.
That's terrible. Have a good weekend and we'll talk to you on Monday. Peace. He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror. I'm a man.